Labor's had 16 years in office in South Australia, and Jay Weatherill is attempting to win a second term as Premier. But many voters feel it's time to give another party a go. The question is it the Liberal Party or the X Factor that's Nick Xenophon's SA Best Party? Given there are so many three-cornered contests happening in electorates right across the state, no one is quite sure what's going to happen tomorrow or when there might be a result. The Premier, Jay Weatherill, joins AM now. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Sabra.
Is it time?
Well, it's time for Labor to have the capacity to implement their vision. We're the only party that's offering a vision at this election. What's an extraordinary election campaign.
It's time. You've had 16 years.
Oh, we've got so many more things to do. We've already seen the most extraordinary transformation of the South Australian economy with shocks like the loss of Holdens. And facing those shocks, it's only the South Australian Labor government that stood up and actually charted out a future for this. The idea that we're sitting here with a 6% unemployment rate after consuming the loss of one of our largest industries and that we're powering forward, this sense of momentum just shouldn't be interrupted. And that's why we're asking people to vote Labor again here at the state election.
Well, you've had at least a $500 million blowout in the new Adelaide hospital. You've had scandals over Oakden and child protection. Add in the soaring power prices. Why should voters reward your government with another 4 years for that?
Because I think they understand that it's the only party that's prepared to stand up for South Australia. Whether it's standing up on the River Murray, whether it's standing up to secure future submarine jobs, whether it's standing up to ensure that we have a renewable energy future, we're having to reconstruct the whole industrial base of South Australia here from scratch. The old Playford model has actually tapped out. It happened when the car industry left. It left in October. But despite that, because of the work we've done, because we put jobs as our number one priority, we're actually mapping out a new prosperity for this state. And it's off the back of a state government that's prepared to stand up and make jobs their number one priority.
And you talk about standing up.
Yeah.
Why weren't you standing up for the victims of the Oakden scandal?
Well, we did.
You didn't. Government allow open hearings? The commission, the ICAC commissioner, Bruce Lander, wanted to hold open and public hearings on this, and your government said no.
Two separate issues there. The first is you asked me why we didn't stand up for those victims. Well, the first time we heard about these revelations was through a report that was commissioned by our government. The second thing that occurred is that the South Australian government took those reports and acted on them. We have new leadership down there at that facility, and we're going to make sure that a disgraceful facility turns into a world-class facility.
People tried to blow the whistle on this in 2007. That's what a parliamentary committee in Canberra heard.
Well, that's just simply untrue. What the finding was made by a commissioner is that if any minister had known about the nature and extent of these problems, they would have acted on them. Drawn to our attention.
And the minister who was responsible, Lisa Vlahos, quit days before the ICAC hearing.
No.
She's not standing again. She's not said sorry or given a full account of herself.
Of course she has.
What's happened to ministerial accountability under you?
Well, ministerial accountability has been enhanced under me. We accept responsibility.
Who was sacked?
We accept responsibility for all of those measures that occur under our government. We always have accepted responsibility. Every one of these revelations has emerged through institutions or reports that have been commissioned by our government. And when we see those things, we respond assertively to them. We're going to have a world-class facility down there at Oakden, something that the state can be proud of rather than ashamed of.
The Commissioner, Bruce Lander, found that Ms. Vlahos was deliberately untruthful, generally unhelpful, a very poor witness, belligerent, aggressive. If you don't sack someone for that...
Well, she's not part of our team. She's not. She hasn't offered herself to be part of the Labor team. She's not running for the Labor Party.
She made that decision herself. You didn't discipline her.
What happened is that was contained in a report, and she was gone before that report was handed down.
What did you do? As Premier, you did nothing. You had the power to do something.
These findings were first revealed to me when the report was handed down, and she was gone before that report was handed down.
We're going to hear from a small businessman, Daniel Milkey, shortly. His monthly electricity bills have gone from $4,500 to $7,000. In a very short period of time.
Sure.
How can small businesses and families in South Australia thrive when they're facing soaring power bills like that?
Well, because we have a renewable energy future which is going to bring down power prices. Today we saw the announcement of the world's largest battery, replacing the world's largest battery here in South Australia. So another large battery at Port Augusta. This is another example of our leadership in renewable energy. It's going to smash open the energy monopolies. What we have here in this state is a very concentrated set of essentially monopoly power in our energy market. It's because of a broken national energy market. We're now taking charge of our energy future with new investments in renewable energy. That is the future for South Australian
Again,
energy.
You had 16 years to tackle this, and you've announced this new battery today. Yeah. Where is your modelling to show what that is going to do to the power prices of ordinary South Australians?
Well, we already know from the Australian Market Energy Commission that over the next 2 years, ordinary, everyday South Australians will be paying about $300 less on their energy bills. Not my figures, the national regulator's figures. Why? Because of investments in renewable energy. This is the future. And the reason why we're stuck with a broken national electricity market is because of the paralysis of policy at a national level. We're now stepping up and taking charge of our energy future, and the benefits are all around to see. The reason we're getting all this investment in renewable energy is because of the leadership role that South Australia has taken.
How do you rate your chances of re-election? Who is the biggest threat to you? Is it Stephen Marshall? Is it Nick Xenophon? Or is it you, Jay Weatherill?
It's always a matter for the people of South Australia. We put ourselves in their hands. We paint a bright vision for the future. That's exactly what we've done. We're the only ones that have mapped out a vision for the future, a $2 billion infrastructure program. Jobs are our number one priority. And then we ask the people of South Australia to evaluate it. We show them how they can fit into the future. It's always Labor that's actually trying to find a way of dreaming of a better future and showing people how they can be part of it.
What do you admire about Stephen Marshall?
Oh, look, he talks to me about his children whenever I see him, so he obviously he's got loving relationships with his children, and that's obviously to his credit.
Thank you for joining AM this morning.
Pleasure.
Premier.
Thank you, Sabra.